I feel like we're in a fever photo shoot. And we didn't know.
Well, you know what? I've been in a selfie. Dallas is hanging on. He's taking pictures.
I know. Everybody gets the picture time.
Yeah. So welcome, Fever. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing good.
All right, good.
Well, all right, get on
thanks
in
for,
there, guys.
Thanks
get
for,
on
thanks
in
for
there.
Coming,
Come
thanks
on.
For coming by, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks. This is great.
Good morning. Thank you guys seriously for coming in today.
Anytime.
Yeah, so I feel a lot of pressure. You guys were here when I was on vacation last time. Was that a good experience? Okay, all right.
Meaning, were you like, you know, a little hesitant coming in because now he's in here?
Oh, it's a little intimidating. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, my thought was is that maybe Jared was in and that maybe he did so well and had set such a high standard.
A high bar.
That now I'm the one who's nervous.
We had a long conversation in the van. Like, do you think Obadiah's going to be as good as Jared? I don't know.
Well, there's pressure there.
If you want to know the truth, I ask myself that question every morning. And it's hard.
Like, well, let's see how this goes. And at the end, you can always fill out the scorecard.
The comment card.
Yeah, the comment card afterwards. And let us know how Obadiah did.
Yeah. Cool. I'll tell you what. I live and die by those comment cards.
Just, you guys every so often, he goes out there and rips the box off the wall and reads through.
I've had it!
He hates them.
Gosh, I'm a good person, I swear!
I think they'll be kind to you. It's all right.
All right. So let's talk about Joe's barbecue.
Mm.
Yeah. Is this a favorite of Fever?
Like,
what is it?
I was going through their Instagram and Facebook and stuff, and what I see is them a couple of days ago waiting in front of a place that they say is the best barbecue in their lives.
It was the best barbecue ever.
Now they're lighting up.
All right.
Where is it?
Give me that microphone so I can.
It is in Kansas City, Kansas? It's confusing because there's a line
right
in the middle of Kansas City. I think it's on the Kansas side.
Wait,
might be in Missouri. I don't know. It's called Oklahoma Joe's, though. So, we'll say Kansas City, Oklahoma for now.
Okay, we'll
and
is there a Kansas City in Oklahoma?
No, but you know.
Are you sure?
Just to make it less confusing.
True, I have no idea.
We'll do it that way.
Well, we don't know how they named things back then.
Before we talk about the tour and the barbecue, like when you guys were in Kansas City, was there a bitter rivalry between the different states, like down the line? Was it kind of like Berlin?
I think everybody was just so focused on barbecue, it just politics fell to the side.
So did you know about this place going into it, or how did you?
We Yelped it on the way in, and turns out it was the best because this place was like literally a gas station with an hour line to get barbecue food, and people had come from hours away.
Hour line to order your food,
yeah.
And you wait for it.
I wonder, we had a meeting with someone who was from Oklahoma the other day, and they were telling us about this famous place around one of those states. And it was a gas station barbecue place, too.
Gotta
so maybe
it.
That
Probably.
Was the same one.
It's like on the list of like best restaurants in the world and stuff like that.
And what's it called?
Oklahoma Joe's.
Oklahoma
I think it might
Joe's.
Just be Joe's now.
Joe's.
The sign says Joe's Kansas City. I don't know.
So what, it's flag on the play there?
I'm not going to lie to you. It's getting really confusing. It's like going to Famous Ray's in New York City.
Like, you just, like, which one?
No, we're the original. I'm telling you right now.
I could see you traveling to maybe Oklahoma. You're like, I thought it was in Oklahoma. No, it's Kansas. So it's somewhere.
So is it something like you're eating at Joe's whatever? Like, did you really think it was that good? Or do you think maybe you just built up to it and then it was like, oh, yeah, no, it was good.
And now you can't admit it because everybody else on Yelp was like, no, it's amazing.
As a barbecue connoisseur.
Uh-huh. All right, wait. Okay, wait. I want you, before, like, you've established a title, I want to see some credentials. What makes you a barbecue connoisseur?
I've had barbecue from Columbus to...
to Kansas, right? Is that it?
Okay, I'm not a connoisseur.
I just barbecue license.
I really like barbecue.
Okay,
so you have a love for it.
Okay.
Tennessee. Yeah, the problem is where we are, we have Smoky Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or
City Barbecue. City Barbecue's pretty good.
It's good.
They got corn pudding.
We like to think of it as we have more like franchise ones where we're looking for that one special location.
We can never eat any of these places around here again, though, because it was
because
so
you had
good
that.
Out
yeah.
There.
So
wow.
Good.
Well, okay, so what'd you guys eat? What made it that amazing?
Well, they also had a veggie barbecue burger, and I'm a vegetarian, so that was pretty awesome to have that.
Nikki also shares that affliction.
So Nikki,
we can go.
Yeah,
now.
We'll go okay. hang out.
It's really hard to find barbecue places that do vegetarian options.
I know.
It's very hard.
When you go in, I went into City Barbecue once and I was like, well, I'll just have some sides because I said, oh, and he gave me a discount and he apologized for the smell.
This is like,
it's okay.
This is the place that has listed under salads
yeah.
a bowl of meat, calling it a meat salad.
It's the green beans.
They really do. Isn't that great?
See, those are my kind of people. I'm going to have salad for lunch. I'll take that meat salad.
You feel good about yourself?
Well, now that we know for Fever, now we kind of will associate barbecue with you guys to where if we find another good place, we're going to have to make it happen.
Well, you guys definitely have my attention on this thing. So
He loves you just a little bit more now.
Well, they're coated in barbecue sauce. Why would you like them? Let's get some real talk
really
in here.
Good.
So you guys are telling me, you say you're not going to go to City Barbecue anymore ever, or it's just like
a
it's
statement.
Not, in a moment of weakness, you wouldn't just stop in?
I've already had Smoky Bones again, and it's just not as good. I'm literally going to be the barbecue guy.
Yeah.
I won't say anything else about any other topic.
But just barbecue.
Just barbecue.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So last question on barbecue, because I think you guys are in a band. Have you started thinking about like, okay, I can't go to a store and get this anymore? Like, have you started looking into recreating this in the privacy of your own home? Like getting a smoker or something like that?
Exactly. We default to you.
We've talked about it a little bit.
I'm sure haul it with your equipment.
Yeah, I mean,
I'll just tell you
right now, like you guys show up at a venue and you've got a barbecue attached to the back of the van. You're going to be very welcome there.
You're going to be glad
more people might come to our shows then, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You're going to have to cook for everybody, but it'll be good.
It's worth it.
Hey, dude, I went to a Project 86 show one time where Andrew was out back just grilling hot dogs, handing out hot dogs. And I'm not sure what it was, but I feel like that was a turning point. I went from like liking Project 86 to becoming a fan. And they were good hot dogs too. I'm just telling you. I saw a guy out back with a hat and glasses, and I was like, "Who is that?
This guy.
He's handing out hot dogs.
He's cooking
like a chef hat. Like he had a full on chef hat."
No, Andrew's a lot cooler than that. It was some sort of. It's you probably never heard of it. I've never had. It.
Okay.
I don't know what kind of it was. It was a hat.
That's all you need to say. It's okay.
I was looking at the hot dogs the whole time.
The riot thrives on constructive criticism.
Why are you so tired? You don't do anything.
Thanks, Mom. This is The Riot, Radio U.
I asked them off air. I do this sometimes because sometimes bands will have like, hey, we want to talk about.
Well, they have like a list of like all the bullet points that they're supposed to hit.
I said, anything you guys want to talk about? They got quiet for a long time. And then someone said, what about the possum?
Get up to the mic and let's hear about what this possum story is.
I want to know, what about the possum?
Oh man, the possum. So we're before the barbecue, actually I think the day before.
Okay.
So
what state were you in?
We were in Missouri, out of Columbia, Missouri, and we played in St. Louis, we drove to Columbia, we had about 3 hours of sleep, had to get up at 6 and keep driving. And so we're driving down the road, these hills in the country of Missouri. And we go over a hill, I'm driving, and we see a possum, dead in the middle of the road, just roadkill, blood everywhere.
Wait, did you say a possum or opossum?
What is it, Andrew?
What?
He always corrects me on this.
Isn't it?
What is it?
It's opossum.
Opossum?
Isn't the O silent?
I think the O is silent.
Just not say it?
Is there something to do with, I think, in different countries? Say it different
I'm pretty
ways.
Sure you don't
There's
pronounce
something.
The O.
This is the American possum.
Okay.
This is American possum.
I mean, I didn't want to get all technical, but I felt like we owed it to everybody to get all the details.
No.
Just so we don't come off sounding stupid, let's just go with that.
Okay.
American possum.
American
so we're going down the road here, and we drive over some roadkill. All right, I get that. It's right in the middle of the road, laid out. It's a big possum. Goodness.
Aren't they weird?
Blood everywhere. And then we drive over it, and then we come up over the hill, and then we go down the next one, and we see a possum in the same spot, but standing and there is blood on the road, but he's on his feet, and he's looking off the road, and we're coming from, you know, his left side, and he turns slowly, teeth gritted, just almost like, is that all you got? Is that all you got? I'll take a car any day. And so I didn't know what to do. But then as his face is turning, you see the other side is just covered in blood. Like somebody just nailed him. And he just wanted more. He needed more.
We're pretty sure that he might have actually attacked the other possum. He didn't get hit at all.
No, I kind of feel like it was a possum trap. Like, in order to get you to slow down at him, he had to put some sort of sacrifice possum in front to see if you'd run over it.
It's just Wes's reaction. He's like, do I hit it? I don't know what I do.
No, wait, okay, wait. So this thing's standing in the middle of the road. What, did you, like, stop?
No, okay, so we're going towards it, but once it turned, all of us, all four, this is a rare thing when we're all looking straight ahead, but it was so early in the morning, we had just gotten going. We were all just like, what was that? What's going on? And so it looked like it was like a horror movie.
This possum
like
was
a bad
a
horror movie.
He was not a possum, he was a person. Aww. He was a really creepy person in a possum body.
Yeah,
possum.
It was Steve Buscemi. That's who it was.
No offense, Steve, if you're listening.
Sorry, love you.
I'm sure he won't take any offense to that.
He is a big fan, but it's fine.
Yeah,
he's a character actor.
So now wait, at the end of it, so you did not run over the possum?
No, I swerved out of the way. I think the possum would have, I don't know, gotten stuck in our grill and then hopped off one day and slit our throats.
But we were trying to decide if what he was saying was, is that all you got? Or if he was looking at us like, kill me. So there's that moment of conflict.
This conversation lasted about an hour or two before we saw it.
I bet. He's been wanting someone to run him over, but no one will.
I've got another question for you that I don't know if you guys have considered or not. Like, do you think it was real?
I know. Because sometimes when you are really tired, you can see things, especially if you just saw one on the ground.
Are you sure it was there?
All four of us saw it.
Awesome.
Were you all four tired?
Yes.
It might have been an Inception type of thing.
I want you guys to know something. That one time, Nikki thought that instead of us sleeping through the night, that we should drive home from Nashville that night. And she insisted.
Always
on,
a bad idea.
It's a terrible. You feel great. The show's over. You're like, we can do it.
We're confident.
So she insists on being the driver. So I'm in the back seat sleeping. She's up there and we're all in there and whatever. And I wake up and we're on 71 North, stopped in the middle of the road. And
freeway.
I'm wondering why we're stopped in the middle of the freeway. It's because there was an immigrant family that was running across the street. Okay.
I thought there were people crossing the
street. There wasn't. There wasn't anyone there. But Nikki thought there was this family that was trying to get across the road.
So I just stopped.
And she stopped for them.
And I was on the fast side, the left side lane of the freeway. And
so like 17th century family?
No, I just thought it was a family that was just rushing across, and that was it.
We got another ghost story here. We were out in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of this desk.
Gather around, everybody. Gather around.
We were in Northern California, I think. Some kind of desert feeling park. We actually kind of like broke into this park because we were trying to make a video. And so we kind of, you know, the lock was just, you know how it's fake locked, it's turned. So we saw it was just fake locked. So we took it off and we went through and put it back on and drove. There was nobody for miles. You couldn't hear a car. You couldn't see anybody. And we did the video when we were driving back out. And there was this girl, this little girl, looked like she was about 7 years old in like pioneer clothes. And this is another thing we all saw. She's like looking out into the distance. And then all of a sudden, you know, we can only see the back of her head. And then right as we're driving by, she turns around and she goes, right to us with her finger over her mouth. It was so creepy. Nobody around for miles. What the heck?
How tired were you guys on that?
Not tired at all.
Are you
not
sure?
A bit. It was in the middle of the afternoon.
Here's what I want to know is like, did you guys get out to unlock the gate again and just smash right through it.
Floored it.
Maybe that was the girl from the family I saw who crossed the road, oh, so yeah. I bet they're all combined. Well, I think we all need more sleep. I think that's what we're saying.
In fairness to Nikki, like, she had recently returned from Southern California where they have crossing signs of families that do run across the street.
Different.
So, I mean, it may, in fact...
Did you guys watch a Pioneer thing earlier or nothing? No connection?
I don't think so.
There was like not even a building for forever. Like forever. I have no idea where she came from.
We drove for like an hour just to find a place where nothing was, and that's what we found.
That was it.
Yeah.
All right, well, I don't want to ever go on tour with you guys, I don't think.
Yeah, probably not.
Have you guys?
Outside of the barbecue, it's not good. I'm not hearing good things.
Yeah,
the possum.
Possum's coming back.
Okay, so Fever is going to be spinning their yarns tomorrow night.
With more tales of travel.
In Columbus. If I were you, it's okay to go to the show, but don't follow them afterwards. Just don't.
Don't ever if you see their vehicle.
The barrier between them and the other world is thin, and sometimes things cross over. So I wouldn't be around when that happens. Seriously.
I won't be surprised if next time when you guys come in, we want another story. So yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll do our best.